Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk to you about joy and just how to get your joy back no matter what's going on in your life. You know, there's a lot going on in the world. There's so many things happening, and there may be things going on in your own personal life, but I just want to talk to you about maintaining your joy or finding your joy again. You know, don't let these things get to you. I mean, honestly, and I know that may be simplistic and people are like, well, that's easy to say, but when you're dealing with a lot, but let me tell you something, there is joy to be found. There really is. You know, I've learned that people will try to steal your joy. They really want to steal it. Like, they don't want to see you happy. People actually go out of their way to annoy you, to offend you, to make you sad, to hurt your feelings, whatever it may be. And, you know, I've just decided that I'm not going to give people that power. And I hope that you do too. And that's a real true statement. People say, oh, well, you know, people love to say about giving people your power, but that's actually what you're doing. When you allow other people to affect you, affect your mood, affect how you think, affect your day, to put you in these bad moods, and you're just, you know, you're just sad and you're depressed, and you are allowing someone else, you're giving them control of your life. You really have to look at it like that. And I'm telling you, when you do and you make that switch, it really becomes empowering, because you stop reacting to everything and everyone, and you start saying, you know what? I know this is what you want. You want me to be upset. You want me to be hurt. You want me to be angry. You want me to be reactive. You want me to go off on you just because you did something to me, but I'm not going to. And it is really a sign of growth and maturity when you can get to that place, because it does take a while. I'm not trying to say that I've always been that person, but I've done enough work on myself too. And I'm still a work in progress, but I've learned to not let other people dictate how I'm going to feel or how my day is going to go. I'm just not going to give you that power. And especially when I know that that's what you want, because there's some people and you just don't know why. Like, they like to they love to just poke. But, you know, this is the thing about me, and I say this a lot, you know, people have got to learn that kindness is not a weakness. And just because someone is a silent person, or they don't talk as much as other people, or you really never see them get in a bad mood and things like that. And I think a lot of times people just assume that you're a pushover. But I need for anyone listening to this to understand that it doesn't mean that a person is a pushover. Those are actually people who have very good control over themselves and their emotions, because they don't react to every single thing. And sometimes that's for other people's protection. You know, a lot of times, you know, I saw this great quote once about, you know, don't keep sticking your head in the lion's mouth and be surprised when it bites it off. Then what that means is, you know, it's just like poking a bear, and you just keep poking and keep poking. And eventually that bear is going to just rip you to shreds. And then the funny thing about that is, when people do react that way, people say, oh, they're, you know, I'm shocked, and I can't believe they reacted that way, and I can't believe they said that, and I can't believe they did that. Well, you need to believe it, because the thing about it is that no one's going to allow you to continuously keep poking them. And then they're never going to say anything back to you. And you shouldn't even do that. But, you know, I find a lot of people will do that. And they think, though, like I said, again, because kindness, people perceive it to be a weakness. And I want to explain to you that it's not. Continue to be kind. Continue to be kind. But be firm and stick up for yourself. Don't let people push you over. But I want you to keep your joy. I really do. Right now, with everything that's going on in the world, it's so important to have some kind of, to be centered and to stay in joy and to know that everything's going to be okay. Now, for me, I also believe in a higher power. I have no problem saying that. I've said that many times. And I hope that you do as well. I hope that there's something or someone that you believe in. There is a higher power. For me, that's God. But again, people can believe what they want. I'm not trying to push my beliefs on anyone. All I'm trying to say is that just know that there is something greater and higher. And we don't have to worry about anything. And I know sometimes on this earth, things just get crazy and it can get overwhelming. And you just get to a place where you don't know. You know what I mean? But I want you to keep your joy, knowing that it's going to be okay somehow, some way. I mean, just think about all the times that you've felt like there was no way out, or you didn't know what you were going to do. But some way, somehow, something worked out, right? Like, it always worked out. And you didn't know how, and you didn't know, you know, what was going to happen. You didn't know how you was going to make whatever you needed happen. You didn't know anything. You were just sad. You were depressed, but you got through it. And just know that that will continue to happen if you have faith and if you believe. You do have to have faith, though. I mean, you really do. You have to really trust deep down in your soul that it's going to be okay. Like, no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. Don't get upset about it. Don't get angry about it. And again, keep your joy. Don't let people around you cause you to react in a certain way, because a lot of times people, that's what people want. They want you to get out of character so that they can show other people, see, they're not as nice as they say. They're not as whatever kind as they say. But see, people have to understand, just because someone's nice and kind does not mean every day of their life that they don't go through stresses and different things just like other people. You know, that happened to someone, a celebrity, you know, the person was known for being kind and spreading kindness, and then something came out about them and everybody was just ganging up on the person. And I'm not trying to say that maybe some of the things that people said happened, whether they happened or not, I don't know. But what I do know is that you can't then jump on a bandwagon and say, oh, I knew that person wasn't as nice as they pretended to be. I know they, being nice does not exclude you from having problems like everybody else. And everybody can lose their temper or get angry or get upset. The basis of it is that kindness is just what you show to other people. And sometimes even when you're going through stuff, but people will say, oh, I knew behind the scenes they weren't like that. You know, they try to pretend like they were this nice, kind person, but they're really not. Now, I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't walk what you talk. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, do not expect people not to be human as well. And that means, though, that you're not always, I mean, no one's perfect. You know what I mean? And don't expect anyone to be perfect. Don't look at, see, that's what happens when people put people on pedestals and you think that someone's perfect. No one is perfect. No one. Doesn't matter who it is. So stop doing that. When that's your fault for expecting something of someone that they've never asked to be. They didn't tell you to put them on a pedestal. You know, they didn't. All they asked you to do was be kind to people every day. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it also doesn't mean that they at times are not going to get upset about things or have feelings about things. So all I'm saying is this. The people who do continuously keep pushing you, though, they want you to lose your joy. They want to steal it from you. Don't allow them to. Seriously, I have learned that. You know, it's very easy to get upset with people and want to push back and to do things that they do. You know, oh, well, they made me mad, so I'm going to make them mad. Oh, they said something to me, so I'm going to say something to them. But I've learned that I don't need to do that because I'm not them. See, it's very, very important for me not to turn into the people that I don't like, or not even so much that I don't like, their actions that I don't like. So if there's something about people that I don't like, I don't want to turn into that person. And I talk to people about that often, because, you know, you'll have people and they'll be talking about people and, you know, they're pointing out all of their faults and just different things. And it's like, then you start to see that they're kind of becoming like that person because of the anger that they have inside. And I'm like, well, make sure that you don't, the one thing you don't want to do is turn into the very people that you don't like or the thing that you don't like. You know, if someone's hateful and mean or whatever they are, you don't want to become that person. You don't want to start treating them that same way or someone else. And sometimes I find, though, you know, when you react with kindness, even to people that are being mean to you, and trust me, I know that this is hard. People are going to be like, no, I'm not going to react to kindness if someone's treating me mean. But the thing is that sometimes people are dealing with things, and it does not, I'm not excusing anything and saying it gives them a right to treat you a certain type of way. But what I'm saying is sometimes people are just going through something, and then when you show them some kindness, it actually softens them and their attitude will actually change. And sometimes that's all it takes. You know, sometimes you have to just notice that. So sometimes even when people are really being mean and then you come with a softer side and show them a different side, and it just makes them question, wow, I was mean to them, but they were nice to me. And sometimes people will change, you know, and sometimes that's all people need. But I'm not saying that you have to go out of your way to let anyone insult you or be cruel or mean to you. I'm not saying that. But sometimes if you have the ability to still be nice when someone's being mean to you, do it. That's all I'm saying. If you can do that. But life is funny like that. Truthfully. Things, people, situations, they can all steal your joy if you let them. But I'm just choosing to live my life now where I am in charge of my own joy, as far as like what I'm in charge of here while I'm on this earth. You know, the people I surround myself with, the things that I allow to upset me, you know, because sometimes it's going to be family, it's going to be friends, it's going to be coworkers, you know. Sometimes you can work in these places and they're just people who just you know, they want to just challenge you at every turn. They want to poke at you at every turn, you know, and I will never get that again. You know, it just amazes me in some of these situations where, you know, there's always this back and forth and people always have problems with different people. And it's like, why do you have problems with people? And you're supposed to be on the same team and you're supposed to be colleagues. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that you have to go to work and be friends with everyone that you work with, but there's just always people who are, for whatever reason, it seems to be that they're intimidated by other people or they're whatever. I don't know. Like, because there are times when you know, you go out of your way to be nice to people. You've never been mean to people. And there's just some people who are not going to like you. And they're going to continuously just poke at you and have things to say. And this is my thing. Trust me. I'm not saying everyone has to like me because that's fine. I'm not trying to make everyone in this world like me. I'm not. But my thing is that if I'm not bothering you, don't bother me. And the thing about it is, it's just whether you like me or not, even if you don't, that's fine with me. All I'm saying is to leave me alone. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to be fake. You don't have to do anything. And this is in any situation, not just work. Like, I'm the type of person, I don't do well with fakeness. I really don't. It bothers me. That bothers me more than you not liking me. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't like people who are fake and who are in your face pretending that they like you, but then they don't or whatever. If you don't, it's okay. Like, I probably don't like you either. And my thing is, we can stay away from each other or whatever. We can still be cordial. My thing about it is, I'm never going to be rude to people. I'm not. I don't go out of my way to be rude. I'm always going to be nice. You know, I can still speak to you or whatever. But if I don't want to have anything to do with you, I don't have to. But it doesn't mean that I hate you or that I don't like, you know, that I just, it doesn't mean I have all of these ill feelings towards you. You actually just don't matter. And I don't mean to say that in a way that's like callous, like saying I don't care about people. Of course I care about people. What I'm saying is that if you're not someone who is a part of my circle, like, you know, there are just some people that you just know because you work with them. You don't hang out with them. You know, you're not involved in each other's life. You know what I mean? Like, you just work with them or whatever, or they're your colleague, or they're just an acquaintance, maybe someone that you know through someone else, but they're not really your friend. That's what I mean. So I mean, like, if you don't play a specific role in my life, like where we are genuinely friends or we're related or whatever, I don't have to care what you think of me. I mean, yeah, it's great. You want to think that everyone likes you and that everyone, but the truth is everyone doesn't. And you could be the best person. You could be the nicest person. It doesn't matter how nice you are. If there are people who don't want to like you, they're just not going to like you. And nothing you do is going to change that, is all I'm saying. So when I say that it doesn't matter, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not going to try to convince you to like me. If you don't, you just don't. And that's okay. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. Either you like me or you don't. But my thing is too, is that if I don't do anything too, and I leave you alone and I'm not bothering you, please don't continuously keep poking at me and poking at me and poking at me. Because what are you doing that for? And then, like I said, then when people do react and you come back with some, then everyone's like, oh, they're clutching pearls and I can't believe they said this and I can't believe this and I can't believe that. No, you get what you give to other people. Then don't be surprised when the person reacts, but that's what people will do. And that's actually what they want to do. See, they want to get you to that point where you are reacting, because guess what they're going to say then? Oh, you're the crazy one. Oh, you're the mad one. You're the out of control one. You're the angry one. You have to understand that. That's exactly what, see, and once you start understanding that, so when people keep trying to poke at you, you don't even respond. You just ignore them. And let me tell you a big secret that people don't know. Ignoring someone hurts them a lot more than anything that you could ever say. When you ignore people and they can't get to you, it drives them crazy. It really does. That is the best thing. They will never tell you that, but it drives people crazy because what they want is a reaction. It's the truth. They want you to go off and they want you to get loud and they want you to be angry and they want you to respond, because then they know, oh, I can continuously push this person's buttons. I can set them off anytime I want to. It starts to become a game for them. So don't allow people to steal your joy. stay in it no matter what. And I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, the best thing you can do is to ignore them, and it drives them crazy. But see, then people will eventually start to leave you alone, because when they understand that, oh, I do this and I do this and I do this, and this person just doesn't respond, or every time I see this person, they're still smiling, they're still happy, they're still laughing, they're still... everything I'm trying is just not working. You know what I mean? And so then they eventually get tired. So don't let people steal your joy. Find joy in every day. I don't care. There's something about the fact that you just woke up. That's something to be joyous about. The fact that you can see. The fact that you can walk. The fact that you can talk. The fact that you can take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you have a place to live. The fact that you have food in your house. Whatever the case may be. There are so many things that you should be grateful for and that can bring you joy. And so I don't care about anything else that's going on in your life. I know I'm not minimizing it, because I understand there are some things and all kinds of things can be going on. I can't even name the amount of things that can be going on in someone's life, you know, but you just got to stay in joy, and you got to understand that it's going to be okay. No matter what it is, it will be okay. Some way it will work out, because it always has. That's just how the universe works. That's how good and kind and loving God is. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. It is. So just trust that and just know that. And don't let people get under your skin. Don't let them make you react to their foolishness. You know, just ignore them. Just, you know, because seriously, it's a game to them. It's a game to people. There are just some people who like that. You know, it's psychological and it's mind games, and they like knowing, look, I can affect this person. Oh, they try to walk around and they just try to act like they're so nice and they're so kind, but watch this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Stay in your joy. Stay in your peace. Don't let people take that away from you, because you deserve it. You deserve to have joy and peace. You do. I don't care if it's on your job. I don't care if it's in your relationship. I don't care if it's with your friendships. Whatever it is, you deserve to have joy in your life. We all do. And I get it. Like I said, there's so many things that can steal your joy, that can take your joy away from you. The things that make you sad, depressed, angry, all of these things. I know all of these emotions. Trust me, we all feel them. I've felt them too, but I try to keep those in check. I really do, because I want to be the person that's in control of how I feel. I'm not going to put my life in someone else's hands. And truthfully, that's what you're doing when you allow other people to do things like that. When you allow them to get you out of character or to make you angry, you're allowing other people to control your life. You really are. I'm in control of my life, and I'm in control of whether or not whatever you say to me, I'm going to let it make me explode or get sad, or if you're treating me a certain way. You know, this all goes back to my previous episode about erasing the guilt of letting go. You know, I wish more people need to really listen to that episode, because it's just about the fact that people have so much guilt about removing things from their life that you don't, it's not good for you. But because you feel guilty, you're such a good person, or you know how you are, that you have all of this guilt. Oh, I feel bad for not talking to this person anymore. I feel bad for breaking up this relationship. I feel bad for this and that. You have to let go of that guilt. And that's what that episode was about. And it's a very important episode, because it goes along with not allowing people to steal your joy. You've got to get rid of the guilt of feeling like you have to hold on to situations that don't make you happy. And you know, sometimes if it's just to a point where you're at a place and it's just truly draining you and not making you happy, you need to go and find somewhere else. There are other places to work. And I know people will say, but there are. You know, your mental health is very important, and you do not need to go anywhere where every day you are just stressed and miserable and it is a horrible situation. And you don't need to be in a relationship like that as well. And so let go of any guilt you feel. Because as a good person and as a person who thinks about things, you will have guilt. You're going to feel guilty because you're not like them. So you're going to have guilt. You know, you can have a friend who treated you like crap, right? And you know they treated you like crap. And you know the reason you're not talking to them anymore is because they treated you like crap. But yet, because of who you are and how you are, you're going to feel this guilt. Like, did I do the right thing? And maybe I shouldn't have stopped talking to them. And maybe I should still be friends with them. And you don't need to feel guilt. Anything that is hurting you, you do not need to feel guilt for letting it go. You don't. And that's just the truth. So if you have a chance to listen to that episode, please listen to it, because that's all it's about. It is just erasing the guilt of letting go. Because letting other people steal your joy and make you upset and make you angry is not doing anything but hurting you. At the end of the day, you think that you're hurting them. Yeah, I'm going to get back at them. I'm going to say some crap to them. I'm going to be mean to them. They're mean to me, so I'm going to be mean to them. I'm not doing that any longer. I'm not even giving people my energy like that. You don't even deserve my energy. Let me tell you something. If I've been nothing but nice to you and I treat you with respect and all I get from you is this antagonistic, you know, attitude where you're always trying to come for me or say something, you're cut off. I'm not even going to give you my energy. You know why? Because you don't deserve it. That's what you want. You want to disturb my peace. You want me to get upset, but I'm going to show you, you don't even matter enough to me for me to do that. And I'm not trying to say as a person, because every person on this earth matters. I'm saying in relation to my life, in relation to my life, you don't matter, because I'm not going to allow you to penetrate my field that I have, this field of joy and happiness. And I'm in a good space. I'm not going to allow you to come into that and then disrupt that. So then for the rest of the day, I'm angry and I'm mad and I'm because people will do that, and they can ruin your entire day if you let them. Don't do that anymore. And I know we've all been there. You can't tell me you've never done that. You could start out in a great mood and something could happen and it just messes up your entire mood for the entire day. And that is allowing these outside forces to determine your life and what your life is going to be like. I choose to wake up each day full of gratitude and love and happiness. Now, what is going to happen within that day? I don't know. I won't know until I go about the day. But what I do know is that I have the power to not let things defeat me. And again, like I said, it takes some work and some learning to get to this place. I'm not trying to say I was always this person. Of course, things would happen and you just fall apart, or it ruins your whole day or whatever. But I will tell you, when you get to this place, it's a wonderful feeling. Because then when people start to see that they can't just come into your life and disrupt it and cause you anguish and pain, they don't like it. That makes them more angrier than anything, when people see that they can't bother you. But that's what you need to do. That's your best weapon. Your best weapon is to always stay in a place of peace and calm and happiness and say, you know what? I know what you want, and I know you want me to react that way, but I'm not going to, because I'm not going to give you what you want. You know, I've had to call several people out, because once you start seeing it, you can call it for what it is. And they'll of course, they're going to deny it. No, and I'm not trying to do anything. And I'm not. Yes, you are. You're trying to make me upset. You want me to get upset. You want me to react so that then I become the bad person. And you can tell everybody that, oh, I said this to you, right? Because that's what they're going to do. See, it's almost like when you watch sports and there's altercations on the field, like football or something, and one guy pushes the other guy and then the guy pushes back. Well, the referee always sees the guy that pushes back, right? He never sees the guy that started the whole thing, right? So that's kind of what it is. That's what it's like sometimes, you know? And you get frustrated because you're yelling at the TV like, oh, he pushed him first or whatever, right? But that's what it is. And that's what these people want. They want you to react, because then all people are going to see is the nice person. Oh, the nice, kind person who never gets upset is yelling at someone, is going off, is mad, is angry. So then everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe. Okay, well, first of all, the person's human, okay? So they're allowed to have emotions just like everyone else, but everybody wants to be in shock. And that person knows that your reaction is going to get the attention, not what they did. They're going to sit back and watch everybody judge you based on your reaction. But see, that's what they want, because they want to make you look bad. They want people to see you in a bad light. You have to understand that. Sometimes people really are doing that. They want people to see you in a bad light, especially if you are a person who is well-liked and people do like you and you seem to get along with everyone and you're always happy and you're always smiling and you're always, you know, and I always find that to be the strangest, weirdest question, you know, people ask people, oh, every time I see you, you're always happy, you're always smiling. Are you always in a good mood? Are you always... But first of all, why does that bother people? Like, why do people even have to ask? Like, if I... Or, you know, and I get sometimes maybe they're just... They like it. I'm not trying to say it's always a negative thing, because maybe sometimes people are like, you know, every time I see you, you're always in a good mood, you're always smiling. And, you know, that makes them happy to see people happy. But sometimes there's people who are asking, though, just because they feel like you're being fake. And I think that's what most people think. Oh, you can't always be this happy. Every time I see you, you're always smiling. You can't just be happy about everything. Let me tell you something. It's not about being happy about everything, and there can be things going on in your life. It does not mean, though, that I can't still walk around with a smile on my face. First of all, because even if I am dealing with something, it doesn't mean that I have to let everybody else know that I'm dealing with something. That's number one. I mean, I can tell people that I want to tell, but it doesn't mean that I have to go around and be sulking and looking mad and sad. Why? So everyone can ask me, oh, what's wrong and what happened? Nothing wrong with getting sympathy from people. All I'm saying is a lot of times people really don't want to help you. They just want to know your problems. Seriously. That's a whole other thing. Because sometimes people, they're really not trying to be helpful. They're trying to be nosy. So you have to know the difference. Sometimes people just want to know things about you so they can go around and gossip about it. They're not really, they don't care. They're just trying to be nosy. But also, because even if something's bothering me, I don't have to let it get me down either. I can still keep a smile on my face knowing that it's going to be okay. I can still keep a smile on my face because if I do have a job to do, or if I have whatever I'm trying to do, I still have to do what I need to do. And it's not about putting on a brave face or anything like that. And then truthfully, some people are just happier people. Some people are just in good moods. And I am one of those types of people that smiles a lot. And that's okay. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody does. I'm just saying I happen to be one of those types of people. More times than not, you're going to see me with a smile on my face. That's not to brag. What I'm saying is that you always have people, oh, you're every time I see you, you're always smiling, you're always happy, you're always this, you're always that. I deal with things just like everyone else does. I do. But the thing about it is, I feel like this. If there's something I can do about it, then I'm going to do it. But if there's nothing I can do about it, then I cannot sit and just worry myself to death. You can't do that. Because if it's nothing you can do about it, it has to play out how it's going to play out. And you have to let it. But again, this. There are some people who are filled with joy and they do smile because they realize how lucky they are. So it's not about always asking people, oh, why are you always so happy? And every time I see you, you're always smiling. And what's so you're blah, blah, blah. You can't be this happy. Is it real? And people feel like you are fake. And I don't know why. Like, people are allowed to be happy. We still are. See, I think we've been so conditioned to believe that life has to be so hard. This is life. Now, I'm not trying to say that life can't be tough. I don't mean that. But at the grand scheme of things, God wants us to be happy. We are here to be happy. All the plans that He has for us are for good, for us to be happy and prosperous and succeed. And that's just the truth. We are meant to be happy. The problem is we just have all of these issues and other things in the world and all of these things. Okay, and I get that. We have real life, right? But at the core of who we are, we're meant to be happy, loving people. And the thing about it is there are some people who are really just genuine. My point is that I don't need to go around and fake a smile for anyone. I smile because I want to. I smile because it's how I'm feeling. I smile because that's the mood I'm in. I smile because that's just me, is all I'm saying. I'm not the one that's going to walk around with a sour look on their face all the time. That's just not who I am. Everyone is who they are. You know what I mean? Like, you are who you are. It's your personality. And anyone who's ever known me for any length of time knows that that's who I am. So when people, oh, it's just fake. People feel like you're fake and you're not being real and you can't be happy all the time. And you can't be this and that. I didn't say I was happy every minute of the day, but I can choose how I feel. And you really can. You get to choose. You get to set the tone for your day. And even if things come at you in that day, you can decide how you're going to react to those things. And again, I want to stress, people want you to react to them. The best thing that you can do is to not do that. But I don't have time to put on for anyone. What you see is what you get. And does that mean that people don't ever get upset about anything or bothered or, you know, things, you know, get to you? Of course not. Of course not. But again, just because you are the type of person you are, it doesn't mean that someone that you see who smiles all the time, who's a happy person, it doesn't mean they're being fake either. It's kind of like that was with that celebrity, that person that happened to, and everybody was like, oh, I knew it was fake, and I knew they weren't like that, and I knew it was just for show. And people are so quick to want to jump on that bandwagon. They are. They're so quick because we've been so trained in this world to believe the negative and bad of people that it's so hard for people to believe that, no, the person really is a kind, nice person, and they want people to be kind to each other. Does not mean, though, that they can't get upset about stuff or sometimes maybe lose their temper or maybe whatever. But it doesn't mean that it was fake or that it was for show. It just means that they're human, too. And again, but see, people just have to believe that something's wrong. They just can't believe that you could be the type of person. Oh, because, you know, there's just got to be something wrong. This person's just too nice. Have you ever heard of someone being too nice? And I get it. Let me tell you something. I am well aware that you have people who fake and pretend to be something that they're not. I'm not trying to say any of that. But all I'm saying is stop conditioning your mind to always see the worst in people and always see the worst in the world. I get it. I know that there is a side of things that is not, and you have to be careful and you have to use your discernment. That's not what I'm trying to say. But you have got to, if you want to have any kind of good life, happy life, joyful life, you have to believe that that's possible. And if you just constantly or just always, because there's some people, they just default to the negative. You know what I mean? Like there's got to be something wrong. And even there's people who, when they get good things or something good happens to them, they just can't believe it. There's got to be something wrong or something's going to happen. And this is just, you know, I just can't believe it. People don't even want to believe something good could happen to them, you know, because deep down you just don't feel like you deserve it. You feel like something, you know, you got to train yourself to understand and believe that you are worthy of good things, of happiness, of love, of joy, of kindness. Like those things can exist in the world. And there are really people who are that way. You know, it doesn't have to be an act. It doesn't have to be fake. And I think so. Sometimes people want to go out of their way to push those people's buttons because you want to show, oh, see, I told you they're not really nice and kind. Just because I get upset about something or someone ticks me off or whatever, still, it does not mean that I'm not a nice, kind person. It just means that whatever that person did at that moment, you know what I mean? We all have moments in time. And if someone keeps on and keeps on and keeps on and say you go off on them, you know, because we're human, you are going to have those moments. Of course, it's a process to try to get to those moments where you don't allow that. But what I'm saying is throughout your life, you're going to have those moments, you know, where you are going to react to something. And it doesn't negate, though, who you are. And that's the thing for me that bothers me. Then because you do one thing or you make a mistake, people say, oh, I knew it. I knew that person wasn't kind and nice like they were. What does that have to do with them reacting to something or whatever? They never said like, I'm perfect. No one's perfect. No one is perfect. And so you've just got to decide what kind of person you want to be and what kind of energy you're going to give. You know what I'm saying? What kind of person going through this life are you going to be? See, the problem is, I think a lot of times people are so concerned with other people. They really are. And I'm going to tell you something truthfully about me. I'm just one of these people that's not like that. Like wherever I am, I'm not worried about what you're doing. I'm not trying to tell you to do something that you need to be. I'm just not. And when I say this, you know, I'm not being rude. When I say I don't care about other people's business, what I mean by that is whatever it is that you're doing in your life, or if we're colleagues and, you know, let's just take this as an example. Or if you work somewhere and you have these people who are always, they can never stay in their lane. They have a certain job and a certain position, but they're always trying to be somewhere else, in something else, telling someone else what to do. And they have nothing to do with what's going on in that whole department. You know what I mean? And the funny part about it is they can't even take care of what they need to take care of in their own department, but they love to try to tell, but they want to exert this power or whatever they think. And so what I'm saying is that's what I mean by I stay in my own lane of what I'm doing because that's what I'm there to do. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care because it's not my job to care. Let the people that you work for or whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? Let them worry about what it is that you're doing or not doing. But for whatever reason, and this is just an example of people not being able to, people always want to be in someone else's business or trying to tell someone else what to do or trying to make their presence known. Why does everything have to be a competition? Why can't you just let the person do what they do? You do what you do and everything runs smoothly. I don't get that. But people can't. There are just some people who cannot. They have to be in everything because they want to be seen or heard or whatever it is that they want. But see, I'm just the type of person that I allow my work to speak for itself. You know, usually the people that have to talk the loudest are the ones who aren't really getting anything done. That's just how I look at it. You know, I don't need to be so abrasive and here, there, and everywhere. My work speaks for itself. And that's just the truth. And I'm going to let it speak because it speaks louder than I could ever speak. And so when you're in places like that, don't get offended. You're just going to have people who think that they can tell you what to do or they can whatever. And they just, you know, every time you turn around, you got all this pushback from them. Just ignore those people. And that's what I mean. Just stay with what works for you. Stay with what these people hired you to do or are paying you for, whatever it is. But people can't do that. You're always going to have people who want to just be somewhere that they don't need to be. But see, to me, that's where higher management and other people come in, where you need to step in and say, look, okay, because you need to make it clear and known that there are certain boundaries. Like you're good over here. You do this, let this person do this, but they don't. And a lot of times they let these things fester and problems and issues come in. So sometimes it's about management too. It just depends. But at the end of the day, when these people try to overstep boundaries or come and step on your toes or whatever it is that they're trying to do, just let them make a fool out of themselves. Just do that. Don't react to it. And whether it's a relationship too, you know, a lot of times in relationships, people do things and they know what they're doing. And then when you react to it, you know, they want to call you, oh, you're the crazy, insecure, you're this, you're that, you're jealous, you're whatever, you know, and it's like, they're going to blame you and say you're just, or you're overreacting or you're whatever, but they know what they're doing to you. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to give you different scenarios of things that it's just, and friendships, you know, you're friends with people and instead of celebrating something good, some good fortune for you or some good news, you know, all of a sudden now they're being snippy and rude and mean to you or whatever. And you're like, okay, what happened? Okay, we were friends and you were cool. Because as I've said before, people are fine with you being successful or whatever. They just don't want you to be more successful than them. And that's a shame, especially if they're your true friend. You know, if they are really your friend, they're going to be happy for you regardless. It doesn't matter. If you're truly friends with someone, if they get something good, you're really, truly going to be happy for them. You know what I mean? And so in all facets of life, see, that's what I mean. It's your work. It's your personal. It's everything. You have these situations, and I just gave you three, where there are going to be times where people are just going to push your buttons and they're going to get on your nerves. But at the end of everything, you just have to be in control. You have to say, I'm not going to let this person get to me. I won't let them. I'm going to ignore them because they're not important to my life. They're not. If these are not people that you hang out with, that you know, that mean anything to you, if they are just people that you know, that you work with or whatever, they have no bearing on your life, don't worry. Because what are you getting upset about? What are you getting upset about? You know what I mean? I mean, seriously, and I get it. I know a lot of people say, yeah, but you spend a majority of your time at work and working with people. That's very, very true. But that's a whole nother reason to ignore them, though. If you're spending that much time with someone at work and you have to be around these people, don't allow people to make you miserable. And again, as I said, you have the choice of not being there. If it gets to be too much and it is affecting your mental health in that sense, then you need to find another job. And it's not about running away. And it's not about, oh, letting somebody run you off or whatever. But it's about your mental health. Because they're not that important to let them destroy your mental health because you want to say, I'm not going to let somebody run me off. People will say that too. Who cares? Why should you care? I don't care. My mental health is more important than this person that I don't even care about. And I just don't want to be in a situation where I have to put myself into daily stress and daily dealing with this person, especially if management is not going to tame the situation or you know, step in and do something about the situation. And a lot of times that can happen as well. So keep your joy. Keep your joy. Don't let other people steal it. Don't let other people take it from you. Find it. Find it in things, small things, little things. I don't care what it is. find it. Whatever it is that you like to do, whether it's reading, going for a walk, listening to music, lighting candles, taking a nice bubble bath, whatever it is that brings you joy and makes you happy, puts a smile on your face, I want you to do more of those things. Because I get it. I get that life can be tough and things can happen. And I know people are like, oh, well, taking a bubble bath is not going to help me needing to pay this bill or do this or do that. No, it's not. But also worrying about it is not going to either if there's nothing you can do about it. Because it's going to work out some way, somehow. It always has, right? Just look at that. Look at that and think about it. In some way, it always has. But the thing about it is not to worry, because you're just going to make yourself sick. And the thing about it is, don't worry about people either. Don't worry about how they treat you. Don't worry about what they say to you. And erase the guilt of letting go. You can let people go. You can let things go. It's okay to do that. You do not have to stay in situations that make you unhappy. And that's just it. You don't. I really just want people to find their joy. I do. I want you to find something in life that brings you pleasure, that makes you happy. If it's your kids, your grandkids, your animals, your pets, whatever, you know, I mean, whatever makes you happy, you know, do more of that. You know, be happy, joyful, in a good mood, you know, don't let people ruin your days. And, you know, because that's a day you can't get back, you know. When they upset you and put you in this mood, you know, you wake up and you're in this great mood and all of a sudden you get to work and someone says something and they just bring you down, or they just get on your nerves and it ruins your whole entire day. That is such a waste, because life is a gift. It truly is. And start looking at it like that. And so when you start looking at it like that, that life is a gift, and you're not going to allow someone to take that gift from you, because it's such a waste. Now you've wasted this entire day being sad and being miserable and upset. Find more things to be joyful about, because it's there. There are. If you just look around, you're blessed. You are. You're blessed. There's things to be grateful for. Even just waking up this morning and being able to listen to this podcast, or this afternoon, or whenever you listen to it. There are blessings in your life. You just have to be grateful. You have to look at it. You have to open your eyes. You may not have every single thing that you want, but you have what you need. And if you don't have what you need, you will. Because that's just how the universe works. You will. And I want that for each and every one of you listening. So go out and be joyful. Spread joy. Smile as much as you can. And let it irritate all of the people that it's going to irritate. Smile so they can be irritated. It doesn't matter who it irritates. Be yourself. Be happy. And it doesn't matter if people feel like you're being sincere or real. It's not for them. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to make people understand you. You are who you are. And that's another beautiful thing that I've learned in this life, that I am who I am, and I don't have to make people believe anything. You can think or believe whatever you want to about me. The people who know me, they know me. And that's all that I care about. So go spread some joy. Go be happy. Have a good one.